This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. News. The headlines first. Election Commission issues temporary voter list procedure to streamline proportional representation elections. Election Day and National Democracy Day being observed today. Nepali Congress launches election manifesto, Party President Thapa to address public questions in Kathmandu today. And Geneva talks on Russia-Ukraine conflict yield limited progress. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has introduced the Temporary Voter List Procedure 2082 to regularize the collection of temporary voter list and facilitate voting under the proportional representation system for the House of Representatives elections. The procedure has been issued under Section 44 of the Voter List Act 2073. According to the Commission, a public notice will be published through national-level media specifying the schedule for collecting temporary voter list details. As per the new guidelines, the temporary voter list will include government employees serving under the federal, provincial and local governments, as well as staff of government-owned or government-controlled organizations. Personnel of the Nepali Army, Nepal Police, detainees and prisoners, election staff and security personnel assigned to election duties and chiefs and office bearers of the constitutional bodies will also be eligible for inclusion. The Commission has clarified that individuals whose names are missing from the voter list or whose details contain errors may submit an application with the supporting documents to the Chief Registration Officer or the Chief District Election Officer for inclusion or correction. The new procedure is aimed at ensuring smoother management of proportional representation voting and enhancing participation in the electoral process. In the meantime, the 10th election day is being observed today, commemorating the historic occasion when Nepali citizens first exercised their voting right after the country's first general election. Nepal's first general election was held on Phagun 7, 2015, Vikram Samvat, 8 years after the establishment of democracy in 2007, Vikram Samvat. The day marks a significant milestone in Nepal's democratic journey. On the occasion, Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ramprasad Bhandari has called on political parties, candidates and voters to ensure a clean, free, fair and peaceful elections. In his message, he urged all stakeholders to cooperate with the Election Commission in creating a secure and conducive environment for the upcoming election scheduled for March 5. A special program is being organized at the Kantipath premises of the Election Commission. The Commission, a constitutional body, has been conducting periodic elections at the local, provincial and federal levels, including presidential elections. Since the promulgation of the current constitution, it has conducted 2 periodic elections for the House of Representatives, provincial assemblies and local levels, 3 presidential and vice presidential elections and several national assembly elections and by-elections. Meanwhile, National Democracy Day is also being observed today. The day is marked every year on Phagun 7 to commemorate the end of the Rana regime and to honour the sacrifices made for democracy. Various programs are being organized across the country and at Nepali diplomatic missions abroad. The main official ceremony will take place at Tundikhel in Kathmandu. Likewise, in a message issued on the occasion of National Democracy Day, President Ramchandra Paudal has extended warm greetings to all Nepalese at home and abroad, paying tribute to known and unknown martyrs who sacrificed their lives for the establishment of democracy. Similarly, Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav also extended best wishes to Nepalese at home and abroad. In his message, he paid tribute to the martyrs and recalled that Phagun 7 marks the historic achievement of 1950 following the people's struggle against the 104-year Rana rule. Radio Nepal will broadcast the official celebration ceremony live. The first meeting of the Nepal-Portugal Bilateral Consultation Mechanism is being held in Lisbon on 20th February. Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai is leading the Nepali delegation and co-chairing the meeting. He left for Portugal on February 17. According to Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the Nepali delegation includes senior officials from the ministry, the Nepali ambassador to Portugal, and other embassy officials. During the consultations, both sides are reviewing the overall status of Nepal-Portugal relations, including cooperation in regional and multilateral forums on matters of mutual interest. While in Lisbon, the Foreign Secretary is also scheduled to meet senior officials of Portugal's Foreign Ministry, formally inaugurate the newly established Nepali Embassy, and interact with members of the Nepali community. More than 40,000 Nepali nationals are estimated to be living and working in Portugal in various professions. The bilateral consultation mechanism between Nepal and Portugal was established in 2018. The Nepali Congress has officially unveiled its manifesto for the upcoming elections. Acting Chief Secretary Krishna Prasad Dulal said the party's Central Working Committee, in a virtual meeting presided over by Party President Gagan Kumar Thapa, unanimously endorsed the document. The manifesto, titled Congress Pledge, was made public at a special ceremony in Janakpur Dham. Meanwhile, a press conference was held at the party's central office in Sanepa, Lalitpur, to brief the media on the manifesto. In addition, an open question and answer session titled Our Pledge, Your Questions will be held at City Hall, Kathmandu from 1 p.m. today. Party President Thapa will respond to questions from participants in Kathmandu as well as from Nepalese abroad through technological arrangements. Nepal's national news agency, Rashtriya Samachar Samiti, RSS, is celebrating its 65th anniversary today. The RSS was established on Phagun 7, 2018, Bikram Sambat, through the merger of Nepal Sambat Samiti and Sagarmatha Sambat Samiti. Since its establishment, the state-owned news agency has been producing and disseminating news, photographs and audio content in Nepali, English and various mother tongues. A special function is being organized today at the RSS Central Office in Bhadrakali with Vice President Ram Sahai Prasad Yadav attending as the chief guest. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Paudil, Prime Minister Sushila Karki, National Assembly Chair Narayan Prasad Dahal and other dignitaries have extended their best wishes for the continued progress and strengthening of the National News Agency. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Trilateral talks between Russia, Ukraine and the United States aimed at ending Moscow's war in Ukraine concluded in Geneva without a breakthrough. The two-day meetings focused on military and political issues, including ceasefire, monitoring and frontline positions. Some progress was reported on military matters, but key disagreements over territory, particularly Russia's demand for full control of the eastern Donbas region, remain unresolved. On the sidelines, European officials from Britain, France, Germany and Italy held discussions with Ukrainian representatives, with Kiev emphasizing the importance of European participation for any final agreement. The Geneva meetings follow previous U.S. brokered talks in Abu Dhabi earlier this month, which led to the first prisoner exchange in several months. 4 years after the full-scale Russian invasion, the war continues to exact a heavy toll in Ukraine. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the Himalayan region of the country and partly cloudy weather conditions elsewhere. There is a chance of light rain or snow at few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Gandaki, Lumbini, Karnali and Sudar Pashchim provinces and at one or two places in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions today. Likewise, fog or mist is likely to persist in a few places of the Tarai region today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of a western low-pressure system across the country at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 8 to 10 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 20 and 22 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Election Commission issues temporary voter list procedure to streamline proportional representation elections. Election Day and National Democracy Day being observed today. Nepali Congress launches election manifesto, Party President Thapa to address public questions in Kathmandu today. And Geneva talks on Russia-Ukraine conflict yield limited progress. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at BhuitiNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. Visit our website for detailed and more news. Stay tuned. Have a good day.